Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell, I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Andy up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking thing. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's the word? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And yes, we do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got a good show lined up for you because that's just what we do. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and get into this. And I'm going to bring the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. You know what I'm saying? So, Niecy Honey Dip.
Yes, you know, I am here.
Rap star, my dude. That dude, you there?
I'm here.
Well, apparently, Mr. Rap Star is late to class. I don't know. We'll have to just, you know. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and keep it popping, man. Niecy, what's going on with you?
Man, trying to kick this cold. Just been chilling. Finally, peace of mind.
You said you finally got a peace of mind?
Yeah. You know, when you drop the shit, you drop old habits. It's 2018. When you drop old habits, life get easier. You know?
You had to drop some things like it's hot? I mean, what?
Well, you got to drop people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get rid of that other shit that be in your life that don't mean you no good. You know? And I'm cutting a lot of motherfuckers off 2018. I'm about this bag.
You got to get that bag. You know?
Exactly.
I ain't even mad at you about that.
Yeah, no love.
That's the problem.
No
that's the problem right there. A lot of people don't know, you know what I'm saying? Man, money over everything. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have your money, you can't keep it pushing. You can't survive out here. You got to make sure your purse is right to make sure you right. You know what I'm saying? Family, kids, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Get your money. Mm-hmm. Hey, but we're going to go ahead and get into these Dollhouse announcements real quick and I guess I'll be doing where they do that at because my boy not here, so where the fuck they do that at? But anyway, let's get into these Dollhouse announcements, and we'll be right back at you. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, as y'all know, that was the lovely, lovely royalty who was dropping those Dollhouse announcements, let everybody know what's popping. And we're going to go ahead and keep it sliding, man. I came across something for the where they do that at. Now, you know, we did talk about the whole, the robots and sex thing. But this one kind of blew my mind. You know what I'm saying? I visit the sex stores. You know what I'm saying? Because I be trying to see, you know what I'm saying, what kind of stuff they got popping in there. I like that kind of entertainment. Fuck that. Whatever. But, okay.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just saying, they're taking it a little too far. This one kind of messed me up. They have officially put together an AI, for those of you who don't know, artificial intelligence that is supposed to take place of God. They have programmed this robot to be a deity that you listen to, interact. He, I guess, gives you the word, tell you what things you should and should not be doing. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. But I thought that just they go to. Let me go to this line. Maybe this rap store. Maybe he could chime in on it. 904. You on the air. I'll talk no further.
What's up? Yo, what's up? This is Rip from Jacksonville. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I'm glad you came back to visit us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, man. I think that's totally ludicrous, man. They messing with God too much, man. They need to stop. They going too far with it.
Preach. I mean, I find it appalling. I mean, at some point there has to be, where's the limit? Usually I pin it up to, it's a money thing. You know what I'm saying? It's all about money. Go ahead, chime in, Niecy. Would you pay, are you going to listen to a robot preach, tell you the word, try to get you in your confines of your, would you do that? Your offering. Are you paying offering in church to a robot? Could you get down with something like that?
No, I don't think I could do that. I prefer, you know what I'm saying, to see a human being. I don't think I'd be doing no shit like that. Nah. Not no
services.
That's wild. It's already programmed, like, you know what I mean? That's crazy. It don't even make sense. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's too far.
To me, my thing with it is you supposed to, okay, let's say you have an issue. You could go to the reverend, pull him to the side after, you know what I'm saying, after church let out, before church, whatever. He might work you into the sermon. Who knows? Because you know they're known to do stuff like that. But when you need to, certain things, I just think you should automatically have to confide in an actual human being. I mean, this kind of stuff, it's they're going too far. And I'm just trying to figure out who's going to take the time to say, you know what, we playing with fire with this. You know what I'm saying? I guess they figure, fuck it, we got robots that are in the operating rooms that do these procedures. We got robots that tell you when to wake up. You talk to them and tell them to go search for something four states away, and it answers and brings you back the answers, which that shit is crazy because it's making our kids lazy, and they need all the education that they could possibly get instead of, you know, letting the machines do it for them. But like I said, just when do you have time to just somebody to step in and say, who keeps green lighting this kind of stuff? You already got robots that'll get your head and do this and do that. And I, as I said before, even with the sex toy thing, there's still no interaction. If I go to church, I want to feel the preacher get, you know, they get low, they tell stories, they bring their real life emotions and, you know, circumstances. A lot of times the preachers I know, you know, do things like that, but bring it to the people, to the forefront. Do you feel like you can really get something like that from a robot?
I'm not feeling that. You know, you need somebody that you can relate to, you know what I'm saying, versus a computer, you know, just saying, it's only saying exactly what it's programmed to say. Now, as far as that part, you know, the program, the toys, that's different, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I need the real person up there because I can feel it. Like the church that I belong to, it's just that feeling when the pastor gets up there and preach, you know what I'm saying? You feel it. The things he say, if you have anything to do, if it has anything to do with what's going on in your life, you know, at that moment, you know, you feel that when he's preaching. Regardless what your religion, you know what I'm saying, whatever type of religion it is, you still feel it. You know, it's the kind of shit that hits the soul versus a computer, it's, you know, a robot. Like, I can't even picture it. I don't even think I would want to attend that church or any type of services like that. Me, myself. I want to feel it. I want to see a human being. And I want to see his emotion because a robot is not, all of them are going to have the same type of, you know what I'm saying, emotions.
Yeah, that's too far. I agree with y'all.
So let's say somebody asked you, man, they say, I want you to come to my church. You know, because people good to do that. You know, everybody thinks their church is that deal. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, Believer's Temple. Everybody thinks they church is that deal. So it's like, what if you say, okay, I'm down. You know, oh, they're like, oh, it's non-denominational. Just come check it out. It's brand new. You get there, and it's the robot that comes. I mean, everything, congregation, everything is robots. What's your next move, bro? Where you going?
I'm leaving. I'm going back home because that's not what I agreed to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you playing with God. You know, you're wrong for that. Like, you playing with God, and you know I wouldn't be down for that. If you knew me, you knew I wouldn't even be down for no playing around like that. Like,
Yeah, you don't play with God, not in that type of way, you know. I mean, each his own, but that's a little outrageous right there. There's a lot of things that the world is coming to, you know, but I don't think that's the correct way of doing that. And we know I'm open-minded, but not that open-minded.
Hey, my thing is people have already said things that we are allowed to do, we ourselves are kind of playing God. That's just like the whole big scandal with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, because they, which you can't do it now, you can kind of steer the sex of your baby in a certain direction. So a lot of people were upset because she had, you know, they had, you know, chemically altered things to get, you know, their little baby girl. You know what I'm saying? So they got, like, a lot of backlash for that because they like, how can you do that? Oh, that's playing God. That's crazy. You know, how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? Which I don't think anything is wrong with that. Me, myself, you know, a little sister. If I ever, you know, had a kid, I would prefer a boy. Just being honest. That's just what it is. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I would, you know, love is love is love. However, if I could pick and they said, if you go through this procedure, shazam, voila, you get what you want. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Well, say whatever you want about me, my character, whatever. But I'm doing it.
It's this, that, this right here. I mean, I understand if they're picking out what color eyes and hair and all of that, that's a little different. But, you know, at the end of the day, this has been going on for quite some time. Why all of a sudden is it such a damn big deal? You know what I mean? People been going through these type of procedures for a while. It shouldn't make any difference. I mean, hell, that you got money talk, bullshit walk. A basic person can't go up there and just, you know, get what you want. Mother Nature has to take its course. But they got the money to get what they want. So fuck. Fuck it. You know?
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
I don't see what the big deal is.
You said what?
I don't see what the big deal is. Me, myself. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have picked what my sex was going to be of my kids. You know, at the time. Shit,
well, you got all girls.
Fun.
You would have opted to get you a little boy, if you had.
Hell,
you know,
yes.
What I'm saying? Could just drop,
yes,
drop some cash and be like, yeah, make all my eggs and put. I'm a boom.
Yes.
I need a little prince.
Yes. Cause ain't none of them ain't having they in mold. That would have had to happen way back then. I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. I refuse. But I wish them luck on their babies. Or babies, because, you know, with all those different types of the chemicals and stuff, they when they, you know, getting them ready for the, you know what I'm saying, to fertilize the egg and everything, and they paying that money, they be coming out with quadruplets and shit. You know?
Everybody end up like Octomom and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she was, you know, inseminated, you know what I mean? Not with, she didn't fucking get pregnant, you know? Shit. It's all good, though. When you got it like that, it is what it is. I don't know what people getting upset about. Shit. They got the money to buy.
Well, you know, people always want to have something to bitch about.
And be the first
one. No matter how
minute. They're trying to be nosy.
You said what?
Be the first ones trying to be nosy. Gotta get a picture. Gotta see. Mm-mm. I don't know. But each his own. Fuck it. They got it to do it. New shit
That's
come
true.
Out every day, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Where is
That's
our
true.
Rap side?
I don't know. I hope everything's okay, cause you know this is not him to be late to class. But anyway, we gonna go ahead and get a break, and then we can get back into the hot seat, man. When we come back, and hopefully everything's all right, man. Reach on out. We can go ahead and get that Eminem business. Let's get it, Dollhouse.
Marshall, sounds like an SOS.
Holy whack, unlyrical lyrics, Andre. You're fucking right.
To the rap mobile. Let's go.
I'm
Yeah, and if you just like tuning in, you're right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get us at 646-595-4038. If you hear us say something you want to pop in, push that one. That was just Eminem, Business. Hey, okay, so we're going to move on to the hot seat. Okay. This is very interesting to me. The people, all of y'all get mad at me if you want to. But if you, in any way, blasted Ginuwine or called him transphobic because of what happened between him and the transgender model, you are dead effing wrong. Let me tell you why. And if you got something to say, chime in about it. Other than that, you just feel how you're feeling. Okay, so Ginuwine goes and he's in an interview. There was a transgender model there by the name of India Willoughby. With the whole and I hate to have to go back to this, but it always comes to the forefront for some reason. The Me Too movement is primarily focused around women, but the Me Too movement is also that any person of unwanted sexual advancement is wrong. You're wrong because you're taking somebody's choice away. If this man, mm-hmm. which she did it plainly, like lean and kind of embrace him and ask, you know, trying to get a hug, and then asked Ginuwine, would he kiss her? He was like, you know, no, you know, it's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Pretty much like no disrespect to anybody who, you know, does that or if that's your thing. He was like, but no. He was like, he's like, I'm cool. You know, so they went ham on him on social media, you know, trying to say he was gay-phobic, transphobic, whatever. Bullshit. I call bullshit on anybody who said that. You cannot force a person to get into something like that. If that's not them, that's not them. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody made unwanted advances on you, you can't make up an excuse every time you swat somebody down and say, nah, I'm cool on that. And then when you get offended, you want to take, because maybe, you know, everybody can't take rejection. I'm not the best at it, but I'm not finna be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. But anyway, did you hear about that, Niecy? What you think about that? What's up? Talk to him.
Yeah. I feel like that's his choice. If he chooses to not embrace it, that's on him. Long as he ain't coming out of his mouth being rude or disrespectful, it shouldn't have been no big situation. You know what I mean? People take shit out of character. If the man, you know, he probably felt like he'd be kissing on another man. You know, I mean, don't get it twisted. I have gay friends, bi friends, you know what I'm saying, trans friends. I mean, I love everybody, you know, so that's kind of a touchy situation, you know what I mean? It's each its own, but he probably felt like he wasn't with that shit, you know? You can't go off on a man because he don't want to kiss another man. I mean, in all naturality, I understand that they went through their transition, but in his eyes, he's looking at it differently, and that's his choice. How you going to call him gay bashing because he don't want to kiss? Hell, what if it was a birth woman, like, you know what I'm saying, a born woman, you know, if he don't want to kiss her, what is that? What's the difference? He ain't necessarily got to kiss either one. That's that man's choice. People just be taking shit too far. They looking for some shit to go off about. It's enough shit, going on in this world. There's enough real shit going on in this world. People worry about the wrong shit. There's other things.
And
that's
the
more important.
The real shit that's going on that they need to be, the real shit that's going on that they need to talk about, that's what they don't want to discuss. Y'all scared to take that head on, but let it be that book. Let it be something controversial within the reality show world or something like that. Y'all say, y'all going to pieces with that. Y'all fall to pieces on that. But let it be something that really needs to be discussed, and it's cricket.
People
and, you
like
know,
drama,
I also want to. Oh, yeah, people love the drama. People love the BS. you know what I'm saying, all day long. But my thing is, you grab them, you know what I'm saying? Some people can't take being caught off guard. I mean, mm-hmm. you physically touch them. You know what I'm saying? You can give me some dap. If I don't know you, I'm mm-hmm. not a huggy motherfucker. And everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my hair is kind of long. So, you know, I'll never forget, I was on the elevator one time and somebody touched the back of my hair. Oh, it's so long and pretty. Oh, bitch, where have your hands been? Did you wash them? No. See, I'm just saying. What? Come on now, you know. What? You cracking up? No, I'm so extra serious because I'm a total fucking germaphobe, dude. Like, for real. Like, you can't get mad because people don't want to. You can't just reach out. You can't just go and hug this man. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Now, if he had stood up, like, jumped up on the defense and boot-boxed him, oh, my goodness, it would have been on and popping. He would have been. It ain't no telling what they would have said about him if he had did that. You can't just be reaching around and trying to hug or ask no grown ass man if can I kiss you or would you kiss me? Come on, man. Everybody don't play that shit. He ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't about it.
Mhm. That's the truth. Everybody ain't with it, you know. That was his choice. If he don't want to hug, kiss, touch, whatever, grope, any of that, anything whatsoever. You know, that's a person's right, though. When you start taking a person's rights away to make choices and decisions, I mean, we talking a whole nother level. You know, that's not right. They doing too much. People always on some bullshit, looking for some trouble, though. That's just crazy. Ain't got shit else to do.
That's just what you said they ain't got shit else to do.
Mm-mm. I'm saying you bashing a man because he don't want to be touchy-touchy, silly-silly, and definitely not kissing. I wouldn't want to be kissing on a motherfucker either. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you don't know where a person been. That's real. I mean, a little hug, you know, for a photo or something, regardless of what the sexuality is. I mean, as a woman, I guess we look at it a lot different. Most of us look at it as a lot different, you know, but as a man, I understand how some men can be. I mean, I ain't trying to, you know, if I was a man, I wouldn't want to be hugged up, you know, with another man, you know, unless it ain't, it's your homeboys or something. If you come out kissing, oh, hell no. I ain't trying to kiss just anybody and everybody in a damn way. Mm-mm. You don't know. Mm-mm. Fuck around and lips be all bumped up.
Y'all go around and have a, like Kevin Hart said, y'all fuck around have a bum bump on your lip. Like, what the fuck? Wake up the next day, lips swole like Martin when he got in that fight with that boxer. Oh, Martin, face all fucked up. PD, what happened?
He had a bum bump. Oh, Lord. I'll fall out if some shit swell up on my motherfucking mouth. I'll fall out.
On me, I'll die. Listen. Take me now, Lord. Take me now.
Listen, I'm at the emergency room so quick. What is this? Mm-mm.
Okay.
I need my lip. These lips is too pretty for that. No. And the last thing you know, shit, all type of diseases. Hell no. But I don't even think
you say that's part of your brain.
I'm not feeling like he did that just because the person was trans or anything like that. Just don't want to be kissing on folks. Shit. I don't blame them. Mm-mm. You don't know where motherfuckers been and what they been doing. Mm-mm.
I mean, but even if that was his reasoning behind it, you can't get mad at him for it. That's that man's comfort level. It's his box. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to fucking do it. So how y'all bashing this dude? Anybody, man, flat out.
They took it to a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level
of saying
it has something to do with the person's sexuality, and that's the reason why he didn't do it. Well, damn it, did he say that? Did he say anything pertaining to that's the reason? Or has he made any comments, any type of gay bashing or trans bashing or anything like that? I haven't heard that, you know.
I mean, he said that he would not kiss a transgender woman, but that's his right. You know what I'm saying?
He used the words correctly. He used the words correctly, but what he really meant is he wasn't going to kiss a man. You know what I'm saying? Kiss a man. It isn't. You know what I'm saying? It isn't an unnaturality, keeping it respectable to the transgender community. I understand it. You know, all men ain't into that. He might feel some kind of way, but it's not bashing. That's just his choice. Motherfucker, people just trying to take away all the rights. It's a person's right to be gay. It's a person's right to be straight. It's a person's right, you know what I'm saying, if they want to be transgender. I mean, that's your right. You can't take away a person's right.
It's a person's right to say, I don't want to touch you.
We're losing everything now already. You know what I'm saying? Damn, can you keep your sexuality? You know what I'm saying? And he chose to keep it real and stay straight. He chose to not involve himself in that. That's his choice. You can't even have choices no motherfucker more. Damn shame. The little bit that they leaving us, the little bit of choices they giving us these days. You know, as black folk, we ain't got too many.
That's absolutely true.
You get
in trouble for speaking your mind. Get in trouble if you get on your knee. You get in trouble for driving down the street. Any damn thing you do, you in trouble.
For real. We ain't got too many choices these days. And that's a damn shame, you know. And speaking of that, of the choices, and, you know, happy birthday to the man, Martin Luther King, tomorrow, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy birthday to the king. The things you've done will not be forgotten. You will forever be the legacy that hopefully people can, if you don't know about it, catch up, get caught up. That's all I can tell you, get caught up. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody that get that little nice little 3-day holiday, that little 3-day weekend. I know y'all loving it. I know y'all loving it. But moving forward, also, your boy, you know, even when people get out of trouble, for some reason they just don't go somewhere and sit your ass down, you know, like, I'm hoping OJ's done and he's going to sit his old ass down. Okay, but recently, George Zimmerman. And we all know who George Zimmerman is, the asshole that killed the young black man who was Trayvon Martin, who was, just walking to a friend's house with his Skittles and his tea in his hand and was, lack of better phrasing, assassinated. Well, George Zimmerman is trying to, he is attempting to try to sue Jay-Z. Jay-Z is putting together a documentary about Trayvon Martin. It's called Rest in Power, that is in production right now. He wants to beat Jay-Z up and feed him to an alligator because Jay-Z and his team harassed Zimmerman's family about doing interviews for this upcoming documentary. My thing is, dumbass, you said people always say, well, nobody hears me out. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. No, I didn't get to tell my side. You got the chance to tell your story. First of all, your ass will catch way more than the two piece and a biscuit fucking with Jay-Z, so you might want to watch the way that you say certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you already, you know, kind of threw a little side threat out to the man that you want to beat his ass and feed him to an alligator. That's some deep thought right there, feeding somebody to an alligator. That's some shit. But why not take the time to tell your story? Tell me why do you think that he might be possibly lashing out about this? He say nobody heard me, nobody wanted to hear me, people against me, people threatening my life, this and that, but they don't really know what happened. Why would you not take the time? Anybody want to can you chime in on that, Niecy? Or if anybody on the line, if you want to chime in on it, hit the one. Let me know. What's up, Niecy?
Listen, he needs to be speaking his mind and letting it, you know, putting it out there, because not for nothing, if he let them fill in the blanks, he really gonna feel some kind of damn way. Fool. He's a damn fool. You know? I would be rushing, you know, and then you probably gonna get paid for that interview. You know, you get to tell your story, and you're going to get paid probably, because you know Jay-Z ain't just going to do it just for the hell of it. If he got any kind of sense, he'd be trying to tell the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, you can interview me for X amount of dollars, you know? Shit, they need it.
Try to get
in order to write it, they need it. You know, but he going to let them fill it in from what he's learned on the news and, you know, and the blogs and all of that. Damn fool. Well, make it hard. He needs to come forth with that. I really can't wait, Ray, to see and read, you know? I want to hear about it.
You can't wait to what?
See and read. I want to see it. I want to see it. You said it's a movie? I want to see it. I listen, now that's had me looking for it. I can't wait.
It's coming up
no matter what, one way or the other. Yeah, rest in power.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to be looking. It's going to happen one way or the other. And then he really going to be trying to sue, saying that they told all lies. Dumbass.
Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. And your family knew. He probably mentioned, allegedly, this is my thought. These are thoughts of Miss STL and not that of Dollhouse Radio. Probably maybe said something to a family member. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's maybe so upset that they've reached out to him in regards to this documentary, because he didn't want nobody to slip up and let the cat out the bag. And he probably walked around saying, "I got that nigga." He probably still say it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to do the whole black or white thing. I'm a biracial baby my damn self. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to fall with it, but I fall on the side of right. Right is right, wrong is wrong. At the end of the day, your bitch ass George Zimmerman, you was wrong, and you will get your time. You will get your time at them pearly gates. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. I'm surprised that you're still up floating around, to be honest.
I am.
These are just my thoughts.
I am too. I'm really surprised that nobody took him out of here.
No foul. You know what I'm saying? It's just opinion. I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. But anyway, man, we gonna go ahead. Jay-Z, shout out, get that rest in power. Be looking for that. You know what I'm saying? And let's go ahead and take a quick break. And let's come back and, oh Lord, see what them honey dip thoughts. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know what this gonna be about, y'all, but we gonna take that roller coaster ride. Let's go ahead and get into this Tasha's World. All of me, we be back. Dollhouse, let's go.
Hey, yo, baby. I want to give you all of me. Thank you.
you're just not tuning in, you right here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dow House Radio. Get at us 646-595-4038. Push the one if you got something to say. I'm going ahead and slide into them honey dip thoughts. Niecy honey dip, what's on your mind today?
Lord, well, not too much about myself. But, you know, I sit back and I think about how, whether this be a woman or a man, how you making moves when you ain't got your own shit together. You know what I'm saying? How, for instance, I have a friend who staying stuck, you know what I'm saying? Why would you want to get in a relationship, stay stuck in something that you know is just not beneficial to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, why think it's going to change if you don't make changes yourself? You go to be with someone and you ain't got your own shit together. And if they're going to help uplift you, it'd be different. But if only people is getting uplifted is the opposite person, then why stay with them? You know what I'm saying? Why be in a relationship with someone who mean you no damn good? You know, physical, emotional, mental, you know. That's why I step back away from my little relationships or whatever, because my focus is on the money. But those who stay stuck in something because it's convenient to, because you need a place to live, why not get your own shit? You know what I'm saying? It's convenient because you don't got to pay no bills and they paying everything. Why not contribute to it? You know, I don't know, but for me, because
some people, they just don't. No, I'm just saying, like, some people, you know, everybody's accustomed to, you know, everybody knows a hobosexual. That person that jumps from relationship to relationship to go and lay up and live from house to house to house, don't want to contribute, maybe watch their kids every now and again, if, you know, if that's your thing, and they got kids with, you know, you jump into a relationship, they got a baby and a baby daddy out there somewhere, you trying to deal with them, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I think some people just don't want to be saved. I look at certain people in certain situations, and they tend to put themselves through the same shit. I'm trying to figure out why you have yet to not understand that you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different outcomes. You jumping into the same. That's just okay. Let me go here real quick. Just like I was rah-rah, sis, boom, bye, Nerdville, right? Because the Bone Thugs and Harmony wasn't working, right? You know where I'm going with?
Exactly.
Anybody, man, if y'all been paying attention, y'all know Denise was down with the Thug Passion, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, hey, you know, got a little geeked up, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, it, you know, it didn't exactly work the way it was worked.
Yeah, I definitely tried to do something different.
And what happened?
He wasn't ready. You know, it don't take me long to realize that a motherfucker's a liar, you know, because we know that I'm a detective, I'm the FBI, I'm all that. I'm a watch everything, and little things that I see, you know, don't add up. I'm not going to stay stuck in that situation because you don't mean me no good. I feel like you trying to make a fool out of me, you know, so it's time for me to fall back. But, you know, like, for instance, my friend, she keeps trying to get back with all her baby daddies. Like, I'm just not understanding, like, why you keep going backwards? Isn't life about moving forward? You know, because ain't none of them shit. You know, ain't none of them shit. And they're all abusive, whether it's mental, physical, emotional. But then the first thing she says is, it's because I don't got to do nothing. Bitch, is you stupid? You living in a trap. What do you mean? You don't got to do nothing. But then I, like, literally had to tell her I don't want to hear no more about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes me mad.
Right.
You know, you stay stuck. To me, I feel like she glorifies the situation. And it's not nothing to be glorifying. Like, bitch, get your own. God bless the child that got their own. Bitch, try to, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying you got to have a mansion or a yacht, but damn, get a clothes and play, studio apartment, goddamn it, a shoebox, something, but it be yours. You know what I'm saying? A room. How about that? Rent a room. And just stay, you know what I'm saying? If that's how you got to build, then build from there. You just can't live. Can't live nowhere for free. Nobody can.
That's the worst feeling in the world. I mean, I ain't going to say ain't nobody ever kicked me out their crib. But that's fine. Come take my ass home.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you and your
Thank
house, because I've been
but
throwing
the
out a better place.
Is,
I'm going to tell you that right
see what
now.
You just said? But you see what you just said? You took your ass home. When you ain't got nowhere to turn to, but you don't have anywhere to turn to because you choose not to have anywhere to turn to. You know what I'm saying? When a motherfucker could tell you how to shit, piss, what you can't put on. And I understand when you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And depending on what type of man you're dealing with, that to me, I feel like she glorifies the situation. He don't like my hair like that. He don't like me to wear this shirt. He don't like me to do this. Well, goddamn it, he don't like shit about you, quite as a cap. Because if he don't like absolutely nothing that you do, then what the fuck are you with him for? You know what I'm saying? And that goes for guys, too. Like, a motherfucker know what the... You know what you don't put the application in. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't ready
right.
for the fucking job. You know what I'm saying? I think that was our subject, my subject last week, you know?
Right.
And I still feel the same way, and I stand by it. That's why I left the last motherfucker alone. So if you're dealing with someone and they like absolutely nothing, and I know in a relationship, especially if you're living together, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to make some changes, you know? And I understand
right.
that. I'm all for it. But goddamn, you going to rebuild your whole motherfucking self? Well, he really didn't want you. He want a fake motherfucker. And that's definitely not going to work, you know?
Shit.
You know, not for me, but I get tired of hearing about this shit. And it's my thing. I done told her I don't want to hear that bullshit no more. And she act like she hear me, but then call me today telling me about, I don't want to hear about this motherfucker. Yeah, I don't really want to hear about him because I'm against that. To me, I feel like when you got to report to every motherfucking step you do, every fucking thing that's going through your mind, you telling every motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? You can't hold nothing to yourself, just a little bit. I mean, you're supposed to share in a relationship, but goddamn, he ain't sharing that thing with you. Trust and believe that one. Can you keep just one thing to yourself? Can you keep your thoughts, at least a little bit of your thoughts to yourself? He dressing any way he want to, but you got to wear a flower shirt when you usually wear, you know, a flat color shirt, you know, because he like that. But he ain't even in the motherfucking house to even see you in the motherfucker.
I mean, I
feel that that's
you know
another
saying,
form
when
of
it comes to clothes. Well, I mean, that's just being complimentary sometimes. Sometimes you'll just tell you're supposed to do that with your get, but in a certain way, you ain't supposed to be, damn, take that motherfucking shit out, put on, but you can be like, hey, babe, you know, the other shirt, that one, that didn't have the flower things on it because kind of make it look like old lady. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
better. You
mm-hmm.
can say it's not what, it's how you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but
mm-hmm.
if you like, you know,
but it's everything.
Where
it's,
you going?
It's like
to the circus, you know what I'm saying?
It's like everything. Like sitting here listening to her, she came to my house, and it's just sitting here listening to the shit she's saying. And I'm like, well, who the fuck? He obviously it's not you that he likes. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that you say, he says, that's all about you. You're losing your identity of who you are. But it's just not with this, just this one. It was, you know, each of the baby daddies, you know what I'm saying, that she got. They're like, that was every fucking thing about you, they want you to change. So what the fuck are they with you for then? And for me, what I'm listening, from what I'm getting, is the only reason you with them is for security. But they could do whatever they want, come and go when they want. Listen, fuck who they want and let you know they fucked them, bring the bitches home and the bitches let you know that they fucked them, and you still sitting there. Like, I'm confused because that's, to me, that's just all forms of abuse. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way each his own, but ain't no motherfucking way in hell. He ain't feeling you for real. He trying to build a bitch. No, I am not. I say it all the time. I am not in the form of, you know, that I don't take kindly to building a nigga, building a bitch. That's just not, I want a man, you know what I'm saying? I know you have some give and take. If I don't want one, but if I was going to be in another relationship, which is way down the motherfucking line, especially after I made these last changes and tried to deal with someone totally different, you know, different face, but same bullshit, you know? So I don't know. I ain't interested in none of that right now. I'm trying to get married to the motherfucking money. Mm-mm.
It's okay to be by yourself, and it's okay to be married to your money. Because if I wasn't in a relationship, I'd be married to my motherfucking money too. Fuck that. Let's get it, babe. We out here.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. But
grab her by the hand. Come on. Grab a honey and walk out the door.
Let me just touch on and just stepping back a little bit. So as we know, like you were saying about my old relationship, the little bitty short time is a little like 2-month-old little thing, you know, the brother's still texting me. Like, why? Like, why, dude? You put that application in and you knew you couldn't handle the job. You know, posting up little shit and think I don't see it. I see everything. We know I am a fucking detective. And yes, I'm a pushy bitch. You goddamn right.
If he was called, instead of that texting and all that, fuck that, get a spur. Text, bruh, if you listening, if you streaming, I don't know if you on this line because I don't be knowing, or if you streaming,
he'll listen to it on the way to
you
work.
Better, you better take, you better step up, boy, on them 10 toes, son, front center, my dude. Man, take the ride. 7 hours, dude, just punch it out, because sometimes you have to go above and beyond. I learned that the hard way going through the trenches. Sometimes you just got to step the fuck up and start doing it so you can fucking, like, come on, let's fuck it. I'm trying to show a motherfucker, look, you see me, shit, the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Go on, step
and
up, bro. Go on, just pop
hard.
Up with a bouquet of flowers.
Thank
we
you.
Going,
do something
you
to
look.
Show. Do something to show, because all I've ever seen was a bunch of words. You know what I'm saying? I need visual. I need to see. Because they ain't they no damn mo. That dead president is my babe. All that money. And he wondering why I don't call. And I just responded. He sent me a message online because I haven't been responding to the texts. But I'm just trying to see, you know what I'm saying, just how far you going to go with the fucking lie. You know? But it's a done deal. I'm past that shit now. Next dead president on that money, the Benjamin.
Man, off the chain. Gotta love Missy Honey Dip. Hey, man, hey, man, we gone, wrap it on up. It's about that time, you know what I'm saying, to get on up out of here, Niecy Honey Dip. And we appreciate, man, everybody, if you streaming, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you rocked with us last year, you still rocking with us this year, even if you didn't rock with us last year and you new this year, we appreciate you for taking the time to bring, you know, get in here with us, man, because it's we in the trenches, and we, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got to come out the trenches when people don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't come to class, you know what I'm saying, because, hey, that was a hell of a curveball. But anyway, Niecy Honey Dip, tell them how to get at you, Mom.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything, and that's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I stay true to who I am. Email NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com for private bookings, for industry bookings, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. You know, it's all true. It's all real. Oh, and get out there and go on all my social media and please vote. I am nominated for BBW of the Year for AVN this month. So step up, get on social media, and please go vote for your girl.
Make sure y'all make that happen. Hey, we going to slide out with Lady Rebecca Jade in that Galaxy. I love this song. Lady Rebecca Jade, we need to get you in here for an interview. Galaxy, going to take me away. Love this track. Dollhouse.
The stars tell me that you're